And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
G'day everybody, welcome to you right around the country. Happy Sunday morning to you. It's the hour you get to rather selfishly indulge and just work on yourself. We're here to help you get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous. However, you can include family and friends because our team of experts are here to help you out. It's Ed Phillips, joined by our healthy chef and nutritionist, Zoe Bingley-Pullen. Hello.
Hello, hello. Good morning all.
And Gerald Quigley, the man who puts the assist into pharmacist. I wish I'd thought of that years ago.
Thank you, and good morning to you, and good morning to Zoe.
Our experts are here, and we'll be taking your calls across the next hour, 131-873, no matter where you're listening to us, through Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide or Perth, across the nine entertainment stations. We are here for your calls, and plenty to discuss, of course. I don't know what's become of me, but after years of hanging with you, I now have almond milk smoothies, Zoe, and it's part of this rise that we're seeing of veganism across the world. Indeed, across Australia, we're one of the highest and fastest growing vegan populations in the globe.
Look, it's a really interesting and a great move towards good health. Not only does it have a health implication, a personal health implication, but it has a beautiful environmental implication. But for a lot of people, they get a bit nervous when we say veganism. I think looking towards more of a increasing a plant-based diet, I think that's going to sort of tick the boxes and have a little bit more flexibility.
Is it like so bad to have a big, medium, rare steak, Gerald?
And I'm a little puzzled, Zoe, because I don't know whether I'm a lacto-ovo-vegetarian or a lacto-vegetarian, an ovo-vegetarian, or a vegan. Why have we got to put labels on things? Why can't people make a decision? And if they want a piece of meat, the world won't end as long as they have plenty of plant-based vegetables.
I think there was a very interesting article the World Health Organization brought out and said that if we just cut our consumption by 50%, we would have such a staggering implication on CO2 gases, obviously our waistline, our health. So I think you've hit the nail on the head by instead of labeling, let's actually look at a bigger picture here of how we can actually be healthier. But eating less would resolve a lot of these problems.
Well, and perhaps facetiously, we should all stop breathing. Well, she's that'll take the CO2 away.
She's saying a 50% decrease in meat. What about just maybe a 10%? Would that be still...
Well, anything's better than nothing. Okay. Let's put it that way.
Okay. We'll discuss that at great length. Nutritionist Steph Lowe will join us as well. I mean, I've got one of my mates who is the most spectacular meat eater, one of the greatest carnivores you've ever seen. He could get through, on any given day, the entire McDonald's menu. He can eat family pizzas to himself. He is renowned for his eating prowess. He won a pancake eating contest we had when we were about 20. You know those big, big stack buttermilk pancakes?
And you came second.
He did 15 of those with spaghetti sauce on top.
Oh, that's revolting.
He's incredible. He's incredible. And I spoke to him the other day and he said, by the way, I've been a vegan for about 3 months. And it's like my world stopped rotating.
I am interested to see what was the trigger. What was the thing that actually got him into this world? Was it a movie? I mean, there's some really good movies out there right now.
And... his dad was in the restaurant business for his entire career. He would always bring home the leftovers and just plow through that. You've never seen a guy destroy food like my friend Mark. So I think he's got a very healthy wife. Perhaps she was onto him about that. Perhaps he saw that Netflix documentary that's been doing the rounds, garnering a bit of change. It's called The Game Changers. Perhaps he took that on board. But he says he feels a little bit better.
Yeah, well, that's the big question. How does he feel?
How do we define little bit, Ed?
Well, I don't think it's been life-changing for him.
We need to get Mark on just to have a bit of...
I know. I just felt like he just betrayed all his friends. That's how I felt. But we'll see. There's plenty of positives and a reason to pursue it further. So we'll discuss that a little bit later on. We'll get a sneak peek on what's on today's episode of House of Wellness TV. Luke Hines will join us as well. And we want to focus first up on something really important. I know the sort of big four cancers get all the headlines, but pancreatic cancer is the fifth deadliest of all. And each year, some 3,500 1,000 Aussies are diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. It's hit very close to home for you, hasn't it, Gerald?
Yes, it has, Ed. And the difficulty with pancreatic cancer is by the time it's pretty well diagnosed, it's often too late. Mm. It's one of these very little symptomatic type cancers. And there isn't any such thing as a good cancer, but there's no screening available in Australia. And there's a real push now to just try and lift pancreatic cancer, bearing in mind its killer facility, to make it a little more adaptable, to be able to pick it out earlier, yeah. Look for the symptoms, and it'll be a fascinating discussion we have with our guest.
Yeah, we've got Professor Chris Bagley joining us after this break. He's a former Australian Chief Medical Officer. And by the way, he was also recently diagnosed with pancreatic cancer himself. So we'll discuss the entire treatment and how he's progressing with that as well. And of course, we're here for your calls, 131873. We'd happily help you out if you've got confusion over your medications, perhaps some aches and pains or some conditions that don't seem to be clearing up. Gerald's not only a pharmacist, but a medical herbalist as well. We can tackle any ailments from that side of things. And, of course, our resident vegan, with all her positive nutritional advice as well, is here standing by. All our callers going to air today, get themselves in the draw for a $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse as well. So there's some added incentive. A $100 gift voucher, we'll give that away at the end of the show. 131873 is our number. We're back with this edition of the House of Wellness after this quick.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Purchase any Hamilton Sun Care product for your chance to win a family cruise. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Now, don't let the flu ruin your plans this year. Get in early and help protect yourself with the flu immunisation available at Chemist Warehouse. The quadrivalent vaccine helps protect against four strains of influenza. However, it can take several weeks to take full effect. So be a flu fighter and help protect yourself by booking your appointment now. It is quick, convenient and affordable. Plus, you don't need to bring in a script. The prescription and admin are provided in-store by a qualified health professional. Now, this year, the quadrivalent strain vaccine is $14.99 at Chemist Warehouse. You can be a flu fighter and get the flu immunisation from Chemist Warehouse. Book now on their website, chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Great to be with you Sunday mornings as always. Now, one of Australia's deadliest cancers is on the rise, as we mentioned at the top of the show. According to the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, pancreatic cancer deaths will exceed breast cancer deaths this year for the first time. Well, during the week, the Avner Pancreatic Cancer Foundation convened a high-level meeting at Parliament House with the Minister for Health and senior stakeholders across the medical field with the aim of putting pancreatic cancer high on the national health agenda. Professor Chris Bagley, who's a former Australian Chief Medical Officer and also, by the way, being treated for pancreatic cancer, joins us on the line. Hello, Chris.
Good morning.
We will get your rather intimate look at pancreatic cancer in just a sec. But first, I guess, let's talk generally about it. Why is it on the rise, do you think?
Well, I think it's two factors. The first is that just over a period of time, the numbers contracting the disease have been progressively increasing, but not in a steep curve. But what's also happening, and which is marvellous, is that the number of people dying from other cancers is dropping. So the number of people dying from breast cancer, which you mentioned there, is reducing. And that's the result of just excellent work in relation to surveillance, in relation to a whole new range of treatments that are available, and to assessment too of the genetics behind this for some people with breast cancer, and they've got the BRCA genes, so people can be assessed early, and if necessary, preventive measures can be taken. So it's a combination of both. And the number of cancers and deaths from cancer, and when you look at those that die from it, lung cancer deaths are by far the greatest in this country. But you would hope that progressively over time, because most of the deaths, and not all, and I really stress that, most of the deaths have been due to tobacco smoking. Mm. As the rates of tobacco smoking have reduced over time, so will the lung cancer deaths. Then there's bowel cancer. It's the second highest, and those numbers we hope will be reducing as a result of the surveillance program. And as you know, and I hope your listeners, certainly of the eligible age there, do take advantage of the National Bowel Cancer Surveillance Scheme. Now, every 2 years, they can check to see whether they've got blood in their feces there. Prostate, the same. The test is there. Bit of controversy about the test, but there are good and effective treatments for that. So it's a combination of the pancreatic cancer rates rising, but there being surveillance, prevention, and treatment therapies that are available for the other cancers, which just aren't available for pancreatic cancer.
Chris, pancreatic cancer, one of the biggest issues. Sorry, Gerald Quigley here, I'm a pharmacist. Pancreatic cancer rarely causes symptoms. Now, in your case, when you had that diagnosis, which must have just been shattering, what were some of the symptoms you found? Where did this come from?
Well, Gerald, you're quite right. And in fact, I had no symptoms. Having said that, in retrospect, I had been losing weight, and I thought, well, and it was quite deliberate. I had an iron will diet and exercise regime going on here. My GP thought, I said I should lose 4 or 5 kilos. She thought I was a bit tubby. You know, I took great exception to that, Gerald.
I agree, yes.
You know, so I said, right. I looked at the diet and I'd never been fitter. I was running 10 to 12 kilometres at a time. I've always been a runner, but I just said I hadn't been fitter than this for 20 years. I'd had a few minor issues with my blood count, my white cell count, my red cell count, and GP referred me to a hematologist, and he did a few tests, but in the end, he wasn't buying that I lost 20 kilos, and he wasn't buying that all that 20 kilos was due to all down to me. So he organised a CAT scan, really from my neck down to my pelvis, really looking to see whether I might have had a lymphoma of some sort. So then it was a case of good news and bad news. The good news was I didn't have lymphoma. The bad news was that they found this pancreatic cancer. So that's how they discovered it. The day before I had an operation, and I was able to have an operation, we could perhaps talk about that in a tick, but I went for a 10-kilometre run. I was feeling that good.
Wow. Chris, definitely congratulations on the fact that you've beat pancreatic cancer. I think for so many people out there, there's a lot of confusion. We get all this advice on how to be healthy, change our diet, increase our exercise. But pancreatic diet seems to be much more of a lifestyle-related cancer. What actually causes pancreatic cancer?
Well, thank you. And look, Bob, I don't think anyone ever says they've beaten pancreatic cancer. I mean, right now, I've had surgery, I've had 6 months of chemo, and I'm one of the lucky 10% for whom the cancer was confined to the pancreas at the time of diagnosis. And Gerald's point there is quite right. From 90% of people, they can have no symptoms, yet it can be already spread. It can still be advanced. And for them, there really is no effective treatment. I have the least worst version of the disease, but take nothing for granted. But back to your point about what are the risk factors and so on, how can you prevent it? Look, these things, people will get cancers, whether they live exemplary lives or not. That said, there are risk factors that can add to the risk. The two most effective strategies to prevent pancreatic cancer are to avoid smoking and to maintain a normal body weight. They're the two most effective strategies. Other risk factors that can lead to pancreatic cancer, a chronic alcohol consumption, long-standing type 2 diabetes, then there are some things you just can't avoid. One is the family history. Sadly, you're born into the family you're born into, and if there is a family history, then of course that would be, you would hope, a reason for person and their doctor to keep a good eye on potential symptoms and older age. Now, none of us want to avoid older age. They say that male gender, being a bloke, is a high risk factor, but it's not hugely. I mean, it's almost, it's just slightly more male to female in the ratio there.
Chris, you had a big meeting on Wednesday with some very important people in Canberra, trying to work out how we lift the profile. And I was interested to see that Mike Ranger, whose wife Wendy Brabon, was fascinating. Lady, very important, respected physiotherapist, and I knew her well. Did you get anywhere with the bureaucrats? It's hard to lock them in a room and get commitments, but did you get anywhere?
Oh, look, I think we did. And by the way, I met Mike. He's an exceptional man. And wasn't that a great article in the newspaper there, Sydney Morning Herald? It was a great article, and I was honoured to meet Mike and have a chat to him. This isn't one where the bureaucrats are in any way in the way of advancing here. Everyone recognises that this really is a dreadful disease and they want to do things. So the minister announced on Wednesday that Cancer Australia will be working on a roadmap designed to tackle this disease. Now, the good thing is the Avner Foundation have produced a good way ahead, focusing particularly on early diagnosis and also on some of those treatment regimes that, at the moment, the current treatments have just, is one that's pretty reasonably effective, and I was lucky enough to have that, but others just don't seem to work, and that comes down to the characteristics of this. Sure. Look, there are a lot of people there. As you say, there were people from, there was the minister, the shadow minister, and Senator Billick, who looks after a committee looking at sort of rare and difficult cancers. Lots of people from the foundations, including the Pancare Foundation, were there. But the politicians, yes, and the people from the health department, there was a strong willingness to do something about this. And I think too many people know personally or of too many other people who have contracted and died of this disease and succumbed very quickly. And I certainly was in that position.
Well, I know you've downplayed your luck in this so far, but I think not many people would be so active and healthy and running daily as you. And I think taking the right reaction to being called tubby and losing some 20 kilos. But we appreciate your time with us this morning. We'll follow the development of this seminar and big meeting at Canberra as the months progress. Appreciate your time this morning, Professor.
Well, thank you very much for calling me. And gosh, you all sound so fit and healthy and bright.
We're all vegans in waiting. I think that's what it is.
I could be a little bit tubby, Chris, but still, we'll see.
We're going to do a block run or so after this. Thank you, Chris. Nice to speak with you, my friend.
Thank you, Chris.
Professor Chris Bagley there, former Australian Chief Medical Officer and also on his own pancreatic cancer journey as well. We've got stacks of calls lined up. We'll get to those in just a sec. A quick break and more of the House of Wellness when we come back.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Purchase any Hamilton Suncare product for your chance to win a family cruise. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Now, don't let flu ruin your plans this year. The key is to get in early and help protect yourself with the flu immunisation available at Chemist Warehouse. The quadrivalent vaccine helps protect against 4 strains of influenza. However, of course, can take several weeks to take its full effect. So be a flu fighter and help protect yourself by booking your appointment now. It's quick, convenient and affordable. Plus, you don't need to bring in a script. All the prescription and admin can be provided in-store by a qualified health professional. Now, this year, the quadrivalent strain vaccine is $14.99 at Chemist Warehouse. So, you can be a flu fighter and get the flu immunisation from Chemist Warehouse. Book now online, chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
And no matter where you're listening to us from around the country, we have the one phone number, 131873. We'd love to hear from you. Our experts are standing by, nutritionist Zoe Bingley-Pullen and pharmacist Gerald Quigley. We're going to Leichhardt first up. Caroline, waiting patiently, we are coming to you. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Caroline.
I'm wondering if you can help me, please.
Sure.
My mother is 87, mm-hmm. and she lost her second husband 2 years ago, two or three mm-hmm. years ago. Mm-hmm. And she's pretty healthy. I mean, she only takes one medication for her heart.
Good.
She's always been a worrier, but in the mm-hmm. last few years, she's become increasingly anxious.
Yes.
She's sad all the time, but she's very scared, and I still think she's grieving the loss of her husband.
Of course she will.
She doesn't like to take medication, and as much as I say, you know, suggested, go to the doctor, go and see a counsellor or a psychologist. She doesn't believe in any of that sort of thing. She just sort of says, "Well, what's the point of talking to someone? That's not going to help me."
Sure.
So she's very single-minded in her outlook.
Mm-hmm.
She does believe in vitamins, and I'm thinking, well, maybe there's a supplement that she can take that will help to calm her and ease her anxiety. I don't know, she's forever calling me in tears, scared about what she might have seen on the news that night or something. So,
Caroline, it's a generational thing, and I think bereavement. People actually can die of a broken heart. It's a recognised medical issue. I have a couple of suggestions, and one is to give her and arrange for her a vitamin B group in capsule form, not mm-hmm. tablet form, because her digestion won't be functioning all that well. But I think the big thing, which is outside the square, that is basically making sure she's got plenty of friends. I know she's got family, but that age group needs friends because they're the stiff upper lip type. You know, they just expect that these things happen and they seem to take on the worries of the world. Mm-hmm. And they tend to be givers in that they soak up everyone else's misery, Zoe, don't they?
Oh,
and
they certainly do.
You've just got to, if she doesn't have a circle of friends, and at that age, sadly, they seem to disappear fairly quickly, but giving her a circle of friends is very important, as well as having family. And maybe encourage that group of friends to meet up two or three times a week over a coffee and a muffin or a vegetarian muffin or something.
Caroline, another idea is also to put a little bit of magnesium into her diet. The magnesium works on the central nervous system and has a natural soporific calming effect. In powder at night time, it has great effect. It actually increases the non-REM, so that really lovely deep, deep sleep that we have. And for a lot of times, that's when we do the most amount of our replenishing as well. So a powder, she can put it, if she doesn't like the taste of it, there's a variety of different supplements out there in magnesium. And the other one is thiamine B1, particularly if, you know, for most people, we drink alcohol, our body depletes in thiamine. There's lots of different studies now that looks at thiamine helping anxiety as well. And we can get these foods in green leafy vegetables, lots of nuts and seeds. But again, it is obviously, she already has a healthy diet, but I think supplements is the way there. And please wish us all her love, because the death of a family member is awful and it does take a long time to get over.
Some wonderful options there. We send our best to you, Mum. Thank you, Caroline, for your call. Michelle, let's come to you now. Chelsea Heights in Victoria is our destination. Welcome to the House of Wellness, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Thank you. Hello. How are you going?
Good, thanks. How can we help?
I've got a problem with night sweats.
Mm-hmm.
I can't take any supplements that are hormone-based because of the positive breast cancer that I had 5 years ago.
Sure.
It was hormone positive. I exercise regularly and I've got a very good diet. Don't drink alcohol or smoke. I was just wondering if you had any suggestions for night sweats.
It's a battle, isn't it, Michelle, because you're backed into a corner as far as your options are concerned. A couple of thoughts with a backup. One is, and we mentioned before, B group, because often stress across the day brings on night sweats both daytime and nighttime. The other, as Zoe mentioned before, is magnesium before you go to bed at night for more restful sleep. And if you could perhaps drop me an email in 3 or 4 weeks' time, because I do have a herbal option in my back pocket, which is a hormone modulator or balancer rather than a synthetic changer. And provided you use the proper clinically proven extract, there's no issues with that. But let's try the simpler options first. A couple of weeks onto houseofwellness.com.au. There's an Ask tab and obviously non-inflammatory foods as well, Zoe.
Yep, definitely. And look, Michelle, Gerald was hit the nail on the head. We said it's a lot to do with our digestion. With all the different medication you've taken over time, it's probably affected your intestinal mucosa. So you're probably not absorbing your nutrients when you are, because it sounds like you've got a pretty good diet as it is. Some really simple things like apple cider vinegar. It has a fabulous positive effect, not only on the liver, but increases digestive enzymes. And I would make sure, obviously, as much unprocessed sugars, get the hydrogenated fats or the processed fried fats out of the diet, and lots and lots and lots of good quality anti-inflammatories. Your fish oils and your raw vegetables and fruit is a good start.
Michelle, thank you for your call. Let us know how you go. 131873 is our number right around the country, where you are hopefully enjoying your Sunday dose, where we get you well, keep you well, help you live well and look fabulous also. It's the House of Wellness. We're back with more in just a sec.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Purchase any Hamilton Sun Care product for your chance to win a family cruise. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
It's your Sunday morning tune-up, the House of Wellness. Now, look at this latest research. The number of vegans in Australia is on the rise. Indeed, Aussies who eat all or mostly vegetarian has risen from 1.7 million to 2.1 million in just a handful of years. In fact, according to the latest figures, Aussies are the third fastest growing vegan market in the world. So what is veganism and why are so many people jumping on this bandwagon? To tell us more, we're joined by nutritionist Steph Lowe. Hi, Steph.
Hello.
Right, I've got an almond smoothie, almond milk smoothie ready to go.
Sure.
It seems like it's a lot of effort. What is veganism? How do we define it? Why are so many people jumping on board?
Yeah, so veganism is the removal of anything that's animal in origin. So the other term that we hear people using is plant-based. Mm-hmm. So it's obviously highly focused around plants as a predominant source of nutrition. Then there are little versions and iterations of it depending on the individual's beliefs and ethics around the food that they eat.
It's so interesting, is it, Steph? Because it's so, I mean, I get excited when I see people, whether it be vegetarian, vegan, plant-based, just increasing a more holistic approach to food. And with agricultural production really creating 40% or 20 to 40% of the greenhouse gases, we have to go down this path. There is just no other way. But for most people, they get confused. So they take the meat out. What do they add in? Give us some good, you know, sound tips of what they should be adding in.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it's about being a really healthy vegan. So we do need to start with predominantly plants. So I like to recommend 2 cups with every meal so that the bulk of our plates is with plants, certainly our non-starchy vegetables. When we're looking for protein as a vegan, I do like to see the inclusion of an organic non-GMO tempeh 2 to 4 times a week. And then other foods for protein, including lentils and beans, nuts, seeds and quinoa. And then, of course, we can't forget our healthy fat. So we do need an abundance of specifically omega-3s, which we can find from flax seeds or chia seeds, and certainly things like olive oil.
Steph, can I ask you a very odd... It's Gerald Quigley here.
Gerald Quigley,
thank
carnival.
Great to catch up with you.
Carnival.
can I ask you a very old-fashioned question? Mm-hmm. Are we making eating so complicated now that we're almost taking the enjoyment out of it?
Yes, I think we are, because people tend to like to find the extreme. So on one hand, we have veganism. On the other, we have people that are turning to becoming a carnivore, and then, you know, that war that's going on online between the two groups. And personally, I think that health is found in the middle, so in the grey. So while I love the consumption of plants and I love that the vegan movement is encouraging everyone to eat more vegetables, I don't think it's the answer for everyone. I don't think extremism is the answer to health.
Mm. I think you've hit the nail on the head then. It's about changing our habits. Because, I mean, what we want is to keep the pleasure in food. It's so interesting. Do you think that, obviously, I do a lot of exercise and I'm one of these people that I've tried vegetarian, veganism. Obviously, I'm passionate about food changes overall. But I definitely find that my iron levels start to drop and my ferritin levels start to drop. With a vegan diet, if you're exercising regularly or breastfeeding or pregnant, are we in need of a supplement?
Well, I think it really depends on the individual. So certainly the awareness, like you said, Zoe, you're aware when your ferritin or your iron levels drop. So mm-hmm. You know, regular blood testing to make sure that you're aware of that before you end up with, you know, close to anemia or even a diagnosis or the need for an infusion. So you can get iron from plants, but it's something called non-heme iron. So we know that the bioavailability is much lower than a heme source of iron like meat. So there is a much higher risk, certainly in pregnancy and breastfeeding. It's not something that I recommend veganism suits. Mm-hmm. But if someone's got that ethical belief, then highly likely they do need to get their blood tests and look for a high-quality supplement if their blood tests show that the levels are dropping.
Now, Steph, I might be someone classified as vegan curious, shall we just
flexitarian.
Say?
Flexitarian.
Flexitarian, that's quite nice.
Or normal.
We know when we have red meats, there are reactions in the body that might not necessarily be the best for our long-term health. That's the basic outcome of a lot of research that's out there at the moment. Is it worth trying a vegan day or two per week? Is it worthwhile for the advantages, the benefits that might occur?
Yeah, I don't see a problem in that. In fact, for a lot of people, that's a huge change because as a nutritionist, I recommend the consumption of 4 to 6 cups of vegetables per day, and almost no one achieves anywhere near that. So as you can imagine, if you do a plant-based day or a meat-free Monday, then automatically it's a beautiful way to start to increase your consumption of plants. And if we look at any of the literature around longevity, all of it is centered around a plant-based diet. I'm talking predominantly plant-based. So that's a really important health goal.
Okay.
Steph, another old-fashioned question. I am staggered how many young mums tell me that their 7, 8, 9-year-olds have decided to go vegan.
Oh.
Is that wise?
Wow.
Well, I think we need to stop taking our nutrition advice from Instagram. Like, quite truthfully, that's
what
I'm
really?
I like that one. Good on you, Steph.
Is that obvious to you?
Oh.
You know, it's really important to be educated, and I love podcasts, and I love that we're all really interested in health and nutrition. That is so important. But taking your advice from a qualified professional, not an influencer, and understanding what's right for you is so important so we don't end up with deficiencies and long-term health issues, which could be avoided.
It's, I think if we wanted to, not no pun intended, take it down to a bite-sized chunk, what would you say is sort of three ways that people could increase a vegan diet in their lifestyle?
Well, I think it is building your plate from plants. So making sure that you're looking at each meal and understanding, yes, where can I get as many cups of vegetables? So if it's not 2 per meal, maybe you set a goal of 1 per meal, depending on where you're starting from, of course. And then understanding where else you get protein from. So instead of the default to have meat, learning about how to use something like organic non-GMO tempeh, learning how to properly, you know, soak and prepare lentils and beans so that you can include them on your plate.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, you know, I mentioned omega-3s. I think it's really important that we do have these heart-healthy anti-inflammatory fats. A lot of vegans default to too many carbohydrates, and then we have a diet that's too high in starch if we rely on rice and quinoa. So not being afraid of avocado and olive oil and using your chia seeds and getting the blood sugar control and satiety and anti-inflammatory benefits of including the right balance of macronutrients on your plate.
Mm,
wonderful to chat to you, Steph. We're certainly on the avocado bandwagon and just about on the rest of the train. And we appreciate your chat this morning. Thank you.
Thanks, Steph.
Thank you.
We've got the A to Z of vitamins coming up in just a sec. We're looking at Go Healthy Oyster Plus Zinc and also the House of Wellness TV show with a snippet of what's coming up on the show. You snuck in some sneaky sandwiches last week on the TV show, didn't you?
We had some amazing lunchbox ideas and we worked with School Lunchbox Dad, who is incredible, I might add. But the
That's
big
George.
Focus, George,
yes,
is a beautiful man, passionate, but gives some really good practical tips and not overly complicated for parents out there. As someone who is doing lunchboxes 5 times a week with Emily, and what we know is it has to be stuff that's quick, that's in their hand. But the real focus, obviously, was on DHA. So that's the, you know, this good fat that kids need, they use in abundance. It's basically in the brain being used all the time. So he gave me some good tips last week on how to incorporate these types of fats into the lunchbox. Mm. And it was very colourful and very fun. And I have actually tested a couple out in Emily, and yes, they came out with a tick of approval.
Yumma. Okay, if you want to check those out, you can always go to our website, houseofwellness.com.au, and look on the recipe tab there as well. Stay with us. More to come after this quick break.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Purchase any Hamilton Sun Care product for your chance to win a family cruise. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Now, don't let the flu ruin your plans for this year. You can get in early, in fact, and help protect yourself with the flu immunisation available at Chemist Warehouse. The quadrivalent vaccine helps protect against 4 strains of influenza. However, it can, of course, take several weeks to take its full effect. So be a flu fighter and help protect yourself by booking your appointment now. It's quick to do, convenient and affordable, and you don't need to bring in a script. The prescription and admin are all provided in-store by a qualified health professional. And this year, the quadrivalent strain vaccine is just $14.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Be a flu fighter and get the flu immunisation from Chemist Warehouse. You can book online, chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
It is A to Z of Vitamins time. What are we looking at today, Gerald?
Today, Ed and Zoe, we're looking at zinc. And so many people need zinc, and it has two main functions. The first is immune function. Helps us fight colds and flu and viruses, very important, topical at the moment. And the other thing, for those chaps in the fertility market, very important to have adequate levels of zinc. And getting a good source, we laugh and joke about oysters, but it's a good source and worth considering. Very important.
Actually, fabulous advice that. The A to Z of Vitamins brought to us by Go Healthy, New Zealand's number one premium supplement brand, now available in Australia. We had stacks of callers lined up. We can't get to you all today, but head to our website and press the Ask tab. Gerald will be able to help you out with your inquiries. houseofwellness.com.au. The TV show is on our screens a little bit later on. Luke Hines has called in with some of the highlights. Hello, Lukey.
Good morning, family. So fantastic to talk to you on this beautiful weekend, and we have a jam-packed show. Being that it's Natural Heart Month, guys, we talk to a leading heart specialist all about diagnosing and treating heart disease. But speaking of the heart, we've just had Valentine's Day.
Yes.
So we meet the beautiful Nikki Goldstein to talk about expectations with relationships and to get Gus Wallen's heart healthy. I take you through part one of his total body health transformation. It is going to be an incredible journey, guys. I cannot wait.
Now, we're seeing snippets of his progress. He has lost a lot of weight. He's looking fantastic, isn't he, Luke?
Oh, I'm so proud of him. And look, anyone can take this. Whether you've got some weight to lose or you simply want to feel better in your own skin, this is a story that you've got to catch.
Check out your local guides for the House of Wellness TV show on the screens of 7 today. Thank you, Lukey. We'll chat to you next week.
Look forward to it. Bye-bye.
And before we head out the door, we had some great callers today. What struck you as one that needs to be rewarded with our $100 gift voucher?
The winner today, Ed and Zoe, is Caroline of Leichhardt, who called on behalf of her mum. All of our folks are living longer, and they go through this stage. It's very important to get around them. Carolyn, you are the winner of the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse. Congratulations and love to your mum.
Fabulous, fabulous show. Love working with you as always, Gerald and Zoe. We'll
Thank
see you,
Ed.
Guys
Thank
soon
you
down
very
the track.
Much.
Okay.
Hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend as well. And we'll be back with another edition of the House of Wellness next Sunday to help you get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous. From our expert team, enjoy the rest of your weekend.